Time for our Chamber Chats, latest from the Branch County Area Chamber of Commerce. And Jamie Bracey joins us in the studio at a busy week, busy month, actually busy first quarter for the Branch County Area Chamber, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a lot going on. Our awards dinner is coming up in March, and that's what's making it very busy, so we're excited about that.
Well, that is always just a very cool time, it's a really neat feel-good time for our community.
It is, and we are honoring some of the best here in Branch County, and it's for them, really. And so we want to take that time to thank them for being a part of this community and giving back.
Citizen of the Year, Educator of the Year, Business of the Year, Outstanding Community Program, and Young Professional of the Year to be honored. And the date for that is going to be on the 20th of March.
Yes, it is. It did get pushed back a week, so scratch out your calendar for the week before, and it will be on Thursday, March 20th, starting at 6.
Okay, and look for the forms, nomination forms to be out very soon, and look on the Chamber website for that. Let's talk about what's going on this week, though, because you've got another After Business Hours happening tomorrow night.
Yes, it'll be held at Benedict's. Baker College will be our sponsor for the evening. 5 o'clock is when everything gets started. We'll have some networking. You'll have a cash bar, hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll get things started about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's always a good time, again, just to get together in a little more relaxed setting to do some of that networking, some of the people you might not necessarily see on a day-to-day basis in business.
Yes, and that's what it's for, is for the networking part, to meet and greet with new folks here in town or just kind of catch up on things, what's going on here in Coldwater or Branch County.
Okay. Also, a couple of years ago, kicked off Business for Breakfast, and you got another one of those coming up on January 21st.
Yes, we have Jennifer Helmer coming in from the Michigan Department of State. It'll be held at the Comfort Inn at 7:30, $5 for members, $10 for not yet members, and we'll have breakfast available.
Okay, so she'll be talking about some of the things that that she does and that affects the government. Government in Michigan, how it affects local businesses too. So
yes, definitely.
All right, so 7:30 on Tuesday the 21st, and again the After Business Hours coming up tomorrow night the 14th from 5 until 7 at Benedict's, and then the 61st annual awards dinner available too. Also, I know it's on your newsletter, you got a bunch of new members joining the chamber, and which is always kind of neat to more and more people finding out what the chamber is all about.
Yes, we have lots of benefits that we offer our members, and since we revamped them last year, our members are excited about it, such as our new landing page for our chamber members. It doesn't cost you anything, and you can contact me at the chamber to figure out how to start your own landing page, which is similar to a web page, but even if you do have a web page, you can link your landing page and to that. It's really neat, and that's what helps the members get out more in front too.
Yeah, some of the newest businesses, including Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Sassy Salon and Spa, a Marble Springs Campground, Apollo Home Mortgage, Coldwater Limousine, and Springbud Media LLC as well as part of that with the Branch County Area Chamber of Commerce. And if folks want more information about chamber programs, BranchAreaChamber.com, the website?
Yes.
All right, and contact Jamie there as well. And again, don't forget the After Business Hours coming up on Tuesday at Benedict's. We'll see you out there. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
Jamie Bracey from the Branch County Area Chamber of Commerce with us on this edition of our Chamber Chat.